A choice workstation, the Apex SE workstation from Box is overclocked and liquid cooled. The aluminium chassis of the new Apex Special Edition, SE, has an air filtration system that can be removed and needs 50 watts PSU power to run. The advanced liquid cooling system uses a large radiator to keep next generation CPUs like Intel's 8th generation Core i7 processors running overclocked and undercooked. There's also room for up to 64GB DDR4 RAM. Three GPUs can be installed inside, though certain power configurations may not work due to preset power constraints. For storage, the workstation fits 3M.2 NVMe multiple 2.5-inch SSDs or 3.5-inch high-capacity hard drives. If you're using multiple GPUs for rendering in applications like SolidWorks Visualize, VRayArty or Radeon ProRender, then having the two double slots and one single slot available on the Apex S3 gives you options for adding your preferred GPUs. Intel 8th generation Core i7 8086 Scaler for designing complex 3D models in CAD software like PTC Creo, SolidWorks or 3ds Max, the Apex SE can run overclocked Core i7-8086K Limited Edition LA processors from Intel at a remarkably quick 5.0 GHz maximum turbo frequency across all 6 cores. This means that design software like SolidWorks, whether engaged in design, simulation or rendering workflows, runs faster, though GPUs account for the majority of horsepower in the case of the latter two. In fact, workstation CPUs are not typically professionally overclocked to 5.0 GHz, not even by companies like Box that specialize in such performance. But there is a special anniversary connected to the new Intel Core i7-8086 Scalar CPU that's available in the Apex SE. In fact, the Intel Core i7-8086 Scalar CPU is called 8086 to remember the x86 series processor, released 40 years ago. The new trend in the CPU industry is the move towards 6-core rather than quad-core processors. This has an effect on the thermal design power, TDP, ratings of the processors. A TDP rating is a measurement in watts, W of how much heat the computer's cooling system can get rid of despite maximum usage. The i7 Core 8086K has a TDP of 95 watts, which means that it can dissipate 95 watts of heat without passing what's known as the maximum junction temperature, the highest temperature of the CPU's semiconductor. By overclocking all 6 cores, Box sidesteps the relatively low performance with only one turbo core overclocked to 5.0 GHz on the new Intel CPU, which isn't very useful in terms of boosting productivity, simply because most workloads can't take advantage of it. However, when all 6 cores are overclocked to 5.0 GHz, both lightly threaded and multi-threaded workloads get a boost. It's worth noting that since all 6 cores of the Intel 8086K CPU are overclocked at a steady 5.0 GHz, single-threaded applications like 3ds Max, the Adobe Creative Suite, Cartier, and Autodesk Inventor and Revit will run noticeably faster on the CPU's 12 threads, integrated graphics and 64-bit instruction set. Performance improvements in 3D modeling and rendering applications like 3ds Max. Rendering is a multi-threaded workload in applications like 3ds Max and SolidWorks Visualize. But if you are just engaged in design and have no use for faster rendering, well, having all 6 cores overclocked speed up parts of the software like viewport display? The short answer is yes, but it won't be as noticeable as increases in rendering speed. The reason operations like frame rendering are easier to divide up among multiple CPU cores is because the operation of calculating and rendering a fixed resolution frame is more easily subdivided to logical processor cores. Viewport screen redraws are difficult to subdivide in the same way because the changing nature of this real-time task causes artifacts or viewport tearing. faster modeling, simulation and rendering speeds in SolidWorks overclocking CPUs helps increase the performance of typical SolidWorks workflows like modeling and a majority of simulation operations, though some are multi-threaded except for the flow simulation solver and PhotoView 360 rendering. If your workflow involves a little of everything, modeling, simulation and rendering, then a professionally overclocked Intel i7 Core 8086K may be worth the extra cost. To begin with, finite element analysis, FEA, simulations and rendering in particular can give better performance with a higher core count CPU. If that is a major part of your workload cycle, then the benefits of having both an overclocked CPU capable of faster lightly threaded workloads and faster multi-threaded workloads should be pretty obvious. Since chipmakers like Intel are approaching the limits of Moore's law in terms of manufacturing billions and billions of transistors at the same rate for each chipset, they are stuck in a catch-22. The cost to make improvements increases while the performance no longer reliably doubles. So, for SolidWorks and other CAD software users, the main question for Intel is always, how much faster is this CPU than the previous generation? In the case of Intel's i7 Core 8086K versus the 8700K, there isn't much of a difference besides the single turbo core running at 5.0 GHz. However, with all 6 cores overclocked to 5.0 GHz, the difference between the two is more noticeable. Instead of 4.3 GHz across all 6 cores, you get 5.0 GHz across all of them. In SolidWorks, your workflow probably runs the gamut from any or some of the following: opening, rebuilding and saving assemblies of various size and complexity, performing motion studies, moving complex assemblies, FEA simulations, flow simulations and rendering. Without the overclocking of all 6 cores by box, you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone to suggest that the Intel i7 Core 8086K would be worth adding if you're doing 3D modeling and design in SolidWorks. And it's not just rendering, some simulation operations that use multi-threading include line generation, mass properties, body check, silhouettes, file conversion, file save, file open, and user interface activities like redraw and dialog box as well. The cost will vary with different hardware components, but to give you an idea, a basic Apex SE setup would come with Windows 10 Professional, the Intel Core i7-8086K Lo processor, 5GB NVIDIA Quadro P2000 GPU, 16GB RAM, and a 512GB M.2 SSD, and would cost $4,081. Bottom line, since Box is known for reliable and hyper-professional CPU overclocking, the Apex SE is a premium product for designers, engineers and other professionals to consider. It is particularly well suited for users who are looking to boost single-threaded applications like 3D modeling, CAD, modeling and 2D image processing, as well as those who have simulation and rendering workflows mixed in on a regular basis. Box has sponsored this post. They have had no editorial input to this post. All opinions are mine. Andrew Wheeler.